Hare Krishna, Shukar, Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and giving us your association. Welcome to the call, Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So thank you so much, dear devotees, for joining today's Chaitanya Bhagavat session. And today's session will be given by His Grace Arjun Sakha Prabhuji. And before moving on to the session, I would like to introduce the Prabhupada quote today, which is for September 21, 1970, from Calcutta. Prabhupada has written, "If we say that our spiritual master is Krishna, then the conclusion is that if we become spiritual master someday, then we will also become Krishna." Hare Bol. Please try to understand how dangerous this kind of reasoning is. Hare Krishna. Very nice quote. So thank you so much, dear devotees, for joining the call. So we will be moving on to the next session. And today's session is Chaitanya Bhagavat. What is the quote? Yeah. So Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda, chapter 3, and from text 60 onwards. Hare Krishna Arjun Sakha Prabhuji. Dandavat Prams. I hope you Prabhuji sir. Yeah. Hare Krishna Arjun Sakha Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for coming on the call and giving us your association. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Dandavat Prams. Prabhuji, please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranams, and Hare Krishna and Dandavat Pranams to all the devotees present here. Please accept my most humble, respected obeisances. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. This morning, we are reading from the pages of the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is given to us by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. This is the section of Madhya Khanda, chapter 3. And there are a lot of verses that are assigned. So in the interest of time, we will not be going through all the verses. I'll just take the initial two verses and the last verse, but we will discuss the whole section. So this is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda, chapter 3, text 60 to text 100. So there are 40 verses. That's a very long section. Text 60. Prasangeshu naha nityanandera akhyan sutra rupe janma karma kichukahitan. In this connection, please hear the narration regarding Nityananda. I will briefly describe his birth and activities in the form of codes. Text 61. Radha Desha Eka Chaka Name Ache Gram Jahi Janmi Lena Nitya Nanda Bhagavan. In Radha Desh, there is a village named Eka Chakra, where Lord Nityananda took birth. We'll go now to the last verse, which is verse number 100. Prabhu kena chhade jara hena anurag Vishnu Vaishna vera ei achintya prabhav. Why does the Lord leave someone who is so attached to him? This is the inconceivable authority of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. One may question in this regard that being affectionate to his devotees, how did Lord Nityananda ignore his father's attachment for him? In answer to this, it can be said that the potency of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas is incomparable. Their prowess is immeasurable by human calculation. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. So of course, as we say, this is the very wonderful section of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And this is the early life of Nityananda Prabhu as to how he appeared in Eka Chakra, how he performed his very, very sweet, wonderful pastimes there. And as mentioned, it is 40 verses. So in the interest of time, we cannot go through all of them. But after the class, if we have time, if we can chalk out some time from our schedule, then we can definitely go through these verses. A very beautiful section where Vrindavan Das Thakur glorifies Nityananda Prabhu and gives details about how he appeared, what he did, and what are the different things that unfolded. Before we start, let us offer the Mangalacharan prayers, seek auspiciousness from our spiritual superiors like Srila Prabhupada, and then get started in our today's discussion. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitana pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha om agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakhaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana ragunathanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi shre radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishabhanostute devi pranamami hari priye namo om vishnupadaya krishna preshthaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gurave Gaura Chandraya, Radhikaya Itadaliye, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Anandalilamaya Vikrahaya, Hemava Divya Chavisundaraya, Tasmai Mahaprema Rasapradaya. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Nityanandam Aham Naomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Pradam Devam Avadhuta Shiromani Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Shri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Before I begin, I really want to express my heartfelt gratitude to all the devotees present here and also to the organizers of the Bhakti Sangha. Very, very happy to be back after a very long time. I was in India traveling, also in Vrindavan. Krishna was kind that I could spend Janmashtami and Nandotsav in the holy land of Vrindavan Dham. So because of that, there was a long break here in serving Bhakti Sangha, but very, very happy to be back in the service of all the Vaishnavas present. As we mentioned, this is the section of Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu's childhood leelas, childhood pastimes are very, very glorious. Often less talked about. We often speak about Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after the Sankirtan movement began, or after Nitai went to Mayapur and how he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, etc. We start the pastimes of Nitai mostly from that aspect. But we see that Nityananda Prabhu's childhood pastimes were very, very sweet and very glorious. And oftentimes, Nitai would be in the mood of Krishna. He would enact different pastimes of Krishna. And he would pull his friends also. And he would teach his friends, you act this way, you act this way. This is the storyline. So Nitai would be the director. He would be the producer. He would be everything. And he would make movies. Very beautiful Krishna Leela depictions. And Nitai would do that. And his friends who were there, or his cowherd friends, they were all very small. And Nitai was also very small. So no one was in a state where they could read books and understand. There was no Veda base. There were none of these books. There was no internet. So the children were very small. They could not read. So they would heavily rely on Nityananda Prabhu. Whatever Nitai would say, they would accept it. And they would perform different pastimes. And most of these pastimes, the depictions were from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And sometimes he would also get into the mood of Ramayana. So Nitai would be in the mood of performing pastimes from the pages of Valmiki Ramayana. Nitai many times would call all his friends and they would enter into a house and he would shut all the doors. He would shut all the windows. He would shut all the doors and it would be night, completely dark. And we are talking 500 years back, so there would be no tube light and there was no electricity and none of these things. So when they would close, it would be completely dark. And Nityananda Prabhu would look at his friends. The friends would look at Nitai and say, what is this new pastime? Everything is dark. What is this new pastime? Nitai would say, this is the appearance of Krishna. This is night time and our Lala is going to appear now. And he would very beautifully depict how in the prison house, Vasudeva Maharaj and Devaki, for them Krishna appeared. And then Nitai would call one of his another friend and he would dress him like Vasudeva Maharaj. He would put a basket on his head. He would put a baby doll on his head and he would say, now you're Vasudeva Maharaj, you have to cross this river. And outside Nitai's house, there was like a small river. So you would say, now you have to perform this pastime. The friends were clueless because they had not heard this pastime. We have heard it over and over again, so we know the storyline. For the friends, it was relatively new, but they would still do. Nowadays, we find oftentimes children, when they're even very, very small, 3, 4, and 5, even parents encourage them to dance to film music. Not just dance to film music. You dance to film music and then you also upload that online and then you get views and likes and comments or whatever and the parents are happy. And it's such a complete change that we find in comparison to Nityananda Prabhu's childhood. Nityananda Prabhu would call his friends and perform different pastimes of Krishna Leela. And sometimes even the parents were clueless. They were thinking, how is it Nitai knows so much? There were pastimes he would depict, even the parents had no idea. And they would think, how did Nitai, he's so small, from where did he learn so much? Is Harai Pandit teaching, is Padmavati teaching? No, there are some pastimes. They would go and ask Harai Pandit, did you teach him this pastime? They would say, no, we are also hearing it for the first time. Even we have no idea. So our Nityananda Prabhu was very transcendentally eccentric, avadut. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur actually comments and he brings in Sridhar Swami's commentary and he says, what is the meaning of avadhuts? Oftentimes we say avadhuts, avadhuta shiromani Nityananda Ram. So Saraswati Thakur comments and he says that avadhut is not a personality who is aloof from the world. It's not that he is not aware. Oftentimes Nityananda Prabhu would perform pastimes where it would appear as if he is aloof from the world. He is not aware of the situation. But Sridhar Swami and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they comment by saying, avadhuta, those personalities, they are there in this world. But their mind and heart is completely attached 100% at the lotus feet of Shyama Sundara Sri Krishna. So their body is here. Their existence is here. But the mind and heart is completely attached. And because of that, sometimes it may appear, because their actions would be such, sometimes it would appear that they are not part of this world or they are disconnected from this world. But Sridhar Swami commented, it's not that way. They are still part of this world. I remember one devotee had mentioned that when we met him, and he knew Aindraprabhu very well. So we went and asked him that, can you tell us something about Aindraprabhu? And he was leaving. So we were there in the temple and he was practically leaving. So he had practically only 5 seconds to speak. And he said, the only thing that comes to my mind is Aindraprabhu was an avadut. He was an avadut. In fact, Mahatma Prabhu in his memories, he says, I call Aindraprabhu as a tattva. You see, you have tattvas. Tattvas are very difficult to understand. So he says, I call Aindra as a tattva because he was very difficult to understand. Most people could not understand Aindra Prabhu. So he would say, I offer my obeisances to Aindra tattva because he was very difficult to understand. So here we find Nityananda Prabhu. Oftentimes was like an avadhut, very transcendentally eccentric. And he would perform different pastimes like this. He would call his friends and they would enter into a house and all the milk products that would be there, Nitai with his friends would completely plunder like that of Krishna. Of course, there were no monkeys, but Nityananda Prabhu still managed to get into the mood of Krishna and plunder everything. Sometimes he would be in the mood of Krishna and he would pick up like a small rock and he would say, I am lifting Giriraj. Oh no, the left hand. I am lifting Giriraj. And he would lift and he would say, Anior, Anior, give me more, give me more. And they would, the friends, now where will the friends go for chapan bhog? They are small friends. So they would bring their tiffin box and they would give tiffin box in front of Nitai and Nitai would eat the tiffin box. Sometimes our Nityananda Prabhu, he would go into the forest and he would shake the tal trees and the fruits would fall and he would say, these fruits are for everyone. In the mood as to how Balaram shook the tal trees and killed Denukasur. It's the same personality. So our Nitai is sometimes in the mood of Krishna and sometimes in the mood of Balaramji. He's like a honeybee. Wherever he's getting sweetness, he's taking that and he's performing pastimes. Sometimes our Nitai, outside his house, there would be a bakul tree. You see, oftentimes, we may or may not have heard, prior to ISKCON, we may or may not have heard bakul tree. But this bakul tree became famous for generations to come together. It became so famous because of one personality, that is Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur sat under that one tree and he not only spread the glories of Harinam, he also spread the glories of bakul tree, which probably no one had ever heard. We see in Jagannath Puri, we have this place called La Siddha Bakul. The tree was bakul, but because of Thakur Mahashaya's chanting, it became Siddha. Completely perfect, completely glorious. So outside Nityananda Prabhu's house, there would also be a bakul tree. So Nityananda Prabhu, one time, he went to that bakul tree and he started ripping all the branches. And his friends were curious. Hey Nitai, what is this? What is this new pastime? And Nityananda Prabhu ripped all the branches. And as we mentioned, outside his house, there was a kund called as Padmavati kund. It's very interesting. His mother's name was also Padmavati. So the kund was there, Padmavati kund. And Nitai took the branches of the bakul tree and he made them into the hoods of Kaliya. And with those branches, he placed them underwater. And our Nitai, in the mood of Krishna, would enter into the water and he would dance. Just like Krishna danced on the hoods of Kaliya. And now when these friends, when they tried to enter, they were all so much into the pastime. It was not just a depiction, but they were so much into the pastime that when these friends of Nitai, when they entered into the waters of Padmavati Kund, they also became unconscious. They practically died, just like we find in Krishna Leela. Krishna's friends, they sipped little water and they also became unconscious and they also practically died. And our Krishna came and revived them back. Same, fast forward. That was 5,000 years back. This is 500 years back. Nitai, through the branches of Bakul tree, is dancing in Ekachakra Dham. He is dancing and praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have appeared in this world. Where are you? Gaura, Kothai, Kothai, where are you? Please come down. And Nitai would rescue all his friends who had become unconscious. Sometimes he would be in the mood of Ramayana. And he, in the mood of Lakshman, would fight Indrajit. And as we know in Ramayana, how Indrajit shot the arrow and Jambavan and our Lakshman, the arrows pierced them and they were profusely bleeding and they were injured. Nityananda Prabhu, in that mood, he told one of his friends, "You become Indrajit, I will become Lakshman, let's have a fight." And that friend, he said, "Okay, whatever Nitai wants." He picked up his arrow. And that was a pushpa arrow, arrow flowers. So he shot the arrow at Nitai and Nitai fell down to the ground. Nitai fell down to the ground and he wouldn't get up. Our Nityananda Prabhu wouldn't get up. So his friends started waking him up. "Hey, Nitai, get up." But Nitai is not getting up. They sprinkled water. Nitai is not getting up. They called Hadai Pandits and Padmavati Devi. And they are sprinkling water and they see Nitai is not getting up. They call all the parents of Ekachakra Dham. "You please do something. We started a game, but seems like Nityananda Prabhu is too much into the pastime. He's not getting up now. So you do something." And they were all trying to wake up Nitai. Nitai is not getting up. At that time, one friend realized, "I am Hanuman." Nitai had asked him to become Hanuman, but that friend was so much into the pastime, he forgot his role. He forgot that he had to go and get the Sanjeevani medicines. He forgot his role and he realized, "Hey, I am Hanuman. He asked me to become Hanuman." So he went nearby and he got some herbs and he placed it. And Nityananda Prabhu came back to consciousness. And Nitai looked at his friend and said, "Don't forget your role next time. I cannot be unconscious for such a long time. You better protect me and revive me faster." So Nitai's childhood was very, very, very sweet. Very glorious. And as Nitai in Ekachakra Dham was spreading this sweetness, one day one sannyasi comes there. He comes to the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi. And as he comes to their home, even before entering the home, the sannyasi tells Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, "I will enter your home, but there is one condition. If you promise to fulfill that condition, I will come." And now you don't reject the desire of a sannyasi. Imagine a Prabhupada disciple is coming to our home and he's asking something. You will not reject. If it's within our means to provide, we will make sure that we can offer it to them. So Hadai Pandit said, "Okay." And he made sure that this sannyasi has a nice place to sit. They wash their lotus feet. And they very nicely served the sannyasi. And all night, Chaitanya Bhagavat explains, all night this sannyasi was speaking about the pastimes of Krishna. And Hadai Pandit and our little Nitai, who already knew all the pastimes, who was actually enacting all of them, still he sat down and heard the katha. It practically shows that even if someone is Bhagavan, even the Supreme Lord is interested to hear katha. Krishna's pastimes are very, very fresh. The Bhagavatam very beautifully explains in the 12th canto. One quality of Krishna's pastimes is, it is ever fresh. There are so many pastimes. You see Damodar Leela, Shakatasur, Arishtasur, Keshi, etc. We have all heard it. But every time we hear it, it is ever fresh. The more we hear, the more we want to hear, and the more we want to hear, we want to hear to the extent where we can even share it with others. Right? And that's pretty much the mood of ISKCON. We want to preach. What we have heard, we want to give that happiness to others. We have DYS courses, we have Journey of Self-Discovery, we have IYF, we have Bhakti Vrikshas, And preaching is going on in every place, every nook and corner. Why? Because what we have heard, we want others also to experience that. So Krishna's pastimes are ever fresh. And Nityananda Prabhu, even though he is the first expansion of Krishna, he's Baladev Prabhu, but still he is hearing all night, he is hearing Katha. Next day morning, when the sun rose, the sannyasi looked at Hadai Pandit and said, "You remember I had asked you for something?" Hadai Pandit said, "Yes, whatever you want." And this came as a shock. It came as a thunderbolt for Hadai Pandit, because he had not expected sannyasi to ask his life heir. Nityananda Prabhu was the life heir of Hadai Pandit, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. The sannyasi looked eye to eye at Hadai Pandit and said, "I want your son. I don't have a brahmachari assistant. I am traveling, going to different holy places. I want your son to assist me." And Hadai Pandit couldn't even speak practically, because he had not expected this. Nitai was his life heir. Every place he would see only Nitai. Ito Nitai, parato Nitai. Every place he would see only Nitai. And that Nitai is now being snatched from him. He went to Padmavati Devi and said, "What should I do? Sannyasi is asking." Padmavati Devi said, "Whatever you want, whatever you desire, I am okay." Now you can understand the mother's heart. Normally the father's a little strict. But you know, mother's heart is very, very, very soft. Srila Prabhupada would say, devotees, when they are preaching, they should be like a British officer, very strict. But heart should be like a Bengali mother, very, very soft. The mother said, "Whatever you decide." And finally it was decided to hand over Nitai. Nitai Chand. Nityananda Prabhu is like, he's like a radiating, glittering moon. Arakabe Nitai Chande Karuna Hoibe Samsara Vasana Mora Kabe Tocha Hoibe. Who is Nityananda Prabhu? Nitai Chand. Very, very effulgent. In fact, it is explained, when Nitai would perform his baby pastimes, childhood pastimes, the friends would be there with Nitai all day and night. They would be there till sunset. And the friends, they would tell their mother that, "We will come home." They would tell their parents, "We will come home, you don't come." The parents would say, "No, we will come and pick you." Why? Because in the pretext of picking you, we can see the glittering face of Nityananda Prabhu. We can see the moon-like face of Nitai. And now that moon-like face, Ayendra Prabhu would call Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the honeymoon-like face. He would say, "Who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu? He is the honeymoon-like face. Honey-faced dancing lord of my life," he would say. "Who is Gauranga Nityananda? Honey-faced dancing lord of my life." And now that dancing lord, that honeymoon-like face, is now taken away by the sannyasi. Just like in Ramayana, we find Vishwamitra Muni went to Dasharath Maharaj and said, "Can you give me your son Ram?" Dasharath Maharaj said, "You take whatever you want. Daya karo. I cannot give my son." And then finally, as the storyline unfolds, he gave his son. But he didn't give his son. He gave his life heir. As Sri Ram left, his life heir also left, and Dasharath Maharaj left. And similarly here, Hadai Pandit gave his son Nitai. He practically gave his life heir. After that, it is explained, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati were living, but they were only living for namesake. Their life heir had gone. Nitai had gone. And Nitai was traveling to different holy places. Just like Balaram traveled to different holy places. And Balaram is a very interesting personality. He tells Krishna, "I don't want to fight. I will go for Tirthyatra." And he goes for Tirthyatra and kills Romaharshan. That is Balaram's Tirthyatra. He goes on a pilgrimage and kills. And so in that mood, Nityananda Prabhu is going to different places. The difference is Nityananda Prabhu doesn't kill. But in the mood of Balaramji, he is going. Now the question arises, who was that sannyasi. And sometimes it is explained. Now, different people have different understandings. Some people say that that sannyasi was none other than Mahaprabhu's older brother Vishwaroop. But we find that this is technically not correct, because when Nitai left home, 1486, Vishwaroop was only 4 years old. And Vishwaroop had not taken sannyas. So if Vishwaroop is only 4 years old and he has not taken sannyas, how can Vishwaroop come and take Nityananda Prabhu? Because Chaitanya Bhagavat clearly explains a sannyasi, young sannyasi came. But Vishwaroop was not a sannyasi that time. So that logic is ruled out. The sannyasi who came was not Vishwaroop. Some say it was Lakshmipati Tirtha. We see in our sampradaya, there's one acharya called as Lakshmipati Tirtha. He also goes by the name Ananda Tirtha. Some say it was Lakshmipati Tirtha. But we find if it was Lakshmipati Tirtha, then Bhakti Ratnakar would clearly explain that that sannyasi was Lakshmipati Tirtha. Even Vrindavan Das Thakur would have mentioned that that sannyasi is Lakshmipati Tirtha, because it is a prominent acharya. Even besides that, we find that Lakshmipati Tirtha in the year of 1486 was very, very old. Was very old. But here Chaitanya Bhagavat explains the sannyasi was very young. So Lakshmipati Tirtha is also ruled out. Now it's very interesting to note that in Hari Bhakti Vilas, in Bhakti Ratnakar, we find that Nityananda Prabhu is considered the disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. Nityananda Prabhu is considered the disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha, but in another book called as Pramaya Ratnavali, Nityananda Prabhu is considered the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So now there is a transcendental discrepancy whose disciple is Nithai. Now oftentimes we take it into consideration that he is Madhavendra Puri's disciple. But Bhakti Ratnakar has something different to say. It says that Nithai is the disciple of Lakshmipati Tirtha. So Lakshmipati Tirtha, his disciple is Madhavendra Puri, and that's how the sampradaya continues. Ishwara Puri, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our understanding is Mahaprabhu, his Gurudev is Ishwara Puri, then Madhavendra Puri, and Lakshmipati Tirtha. Bhakti Ratnakar says Nityananda Prabhu is Lakshmipati Tirtha's disciple. While a book called as Pramaya Ratnavali says Nityananda Prabhu is Madhavendra Puri's disciple. So whose disciple is Nityananda Prabhu? Only Krishna knows. Only Nithai knows. But oftentimes we take it into consideration that he is Madhavendra Puri's disciple that way. So we find that Sri Nityananda Ram has now left his home and he has gone with the sannyasi. We see if conditioned living entities of this world can find Krishna Katha attractive, how much more attractive will it be for transcendental personalities? If people like you and I like and relish Krishna Katha, how much relishable it will be for Nityananda Prabhu? Lord Shiva leaves Kailas and comes to Naimasharanya to hear Gaur Katha. Navadvip Dham Mahatmya explains Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, who is the son of a landlord, very, very rich, very aristocratic. Sadhu comes, Narottam Das Thakur, Gaur Premananda, leaves his home. Vamshidas Babaji Maharaj left his wife and 6-month-old baby after listening to the Katha of a Sadhu. Prahlad Maharaj fought the demoniac forces sent by his father just by hearing Krishna Katha of Narad Muni. Vishwaroop left home after hearing Katha of Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Prabhu left home after hearing Katha of this Sadhu. So hear Katha at your own risk. What is going to happen, no one knows. That day is not far that you are also hearing Katha and you also leave home. Because the nature of Katha, the 11th canto Bhagavatam explains, Bhakti Paresha Anubhavo Viraktir. The nature of Krishna Katha is such, 3 things happen simultaneously. Bhakti. Bhakti will rise in the heart. Second, Paresha Anubhavo. Anubhava means experience. Experience, direct experience of whom? Paraisha, of the Supreme Lord. One will get direct experience of the Supreme Lord. First, his bhakti will rise. Second, direct experience of the Lord. And third, virakti, renunciation. All three happen simultaneously. It's not that one happens, then there is 10 years waiting, then another 10 years. No. All three happen simultaneously. Bhakti Pareshanu Bhava Viraktir Anyatra Chaisa Tri Eka Kalaha. Eka Kala. In one moment, all three happen. This is the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 2, text 42. 11-42. Bhakti Pareshanu Bhava Viraktir. All three happen simultaneously. And the example that is given by our acharyas is just like when you're hungry, you eat the first morsel. What happens? There is pleasure, there is nourishment, and the hunger is gone. The pain of hunger is completely taken away. All three happen simultaneously, right? There is pleasure, there is nourishment, and hunger goes away. Similarly, when we are hearing Krishna Katha, when we are hearing about Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three things happen simultaneously. Bhakti, Pareshanubhava, and Viraktir. Bhakti will rise. There is direct experience of the Lord and renunciation. And Jiva Goswami there, he comments by saying that actually this material example of eating prasadam is given because it's very relatable to devotional service. Why? Because when you start doing devotional service, when you start doing bhakti, it is pleasurable. Just like when you put the first morsel, it's pleasurable. Likewise, bhakti is pleasurable. Chakravarti Pad explains by saying even someone who is there on the sadhana bhakti platform, even that person relishes bhakti. And we see it's practically, we've all seen, we all wait for Kartik month, the month of Kartik. Lights are dim, there are nice ghee lamps, you have devotees on all sides, they are chanting Damodarashtakam, everyone is doing vrat, everyone is chanting more rounds, Purushottamas. We wait for these festivals. Radhashtami is coming. We just celebrated Janmashtami. Even in a conditioned state, we see we are waiting. It's pleasurable for all of us. So bhakti is very, very pleasurable. Second, Pareshanubhava. When we have direct experience of the Lord, it nourishes our Krishna consciousness. Just like eating food nourishes, direct experience of the Lord, it nourishes us. We see in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, how Narad Muni, when he served the Bhakti Vedantas, and later he goes to the north, and he has a direct experience of the Lord. And after that, the Lord doesn't appear to him. Just once, he gets a direct experience. But that is enough to nourish him and inspire him to become Narad Muni in his next life. And third, Virakti or renunciation is considered like when we are eating, the pain of hunger is taken away. The anxiety is taken away. Likewise, when the person becomes renounced, he may be in this world, but the anxiety of how things will happen, how things will unfold, that anxiety is completely taken away because Krishna is completely maintaining him. So it's a very beautiful purport we find. Of course, written by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, but they add Chakravarti Pad and Jiva Goswami's commentary there. Krishna Katha or Bhakti, it's like digestive fire. Acharya has given another example. You see, they give modern day examples so we can relate. How is Bhakti or hearing Krishna Katha like digestive fire? Because you see, digestive fire, it burns the unwanted substances, but it absorbs the nutrients. It will not burn the nutrients. It will burn the unwanted substances, but nutrients are absorbed. Likewise, Krishna Katha is like that. It will burn away the anarthas, but it will help us absorb in the mood of Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Anudas. It will help us absorb in the mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. It will help us absorb in the mood of Vrindavan Dham. It will help us absorb, get the mood. The heart will become like a sponge. And like the sponge, we can start absorbing Brajaras, Braj Bhakti. One time, one person came to Prabhupada. He was an Indian person. And he said, Swamiji, your disciples, they're all bookworm. They're constantly studying your books. They're all bookworm. Prabhupada looked at him very authoritatively and said, it's better to become a bookworm than to become a stool worm. If you don't study my books, you will become a stool worm in your next life. Better you become a bookworm. Pack your bags and go back to Krishna. Better to become a bookworm. So my disciples are doing the correct thing. And that person never came back because he didn't expect an answer like this. So we find Prabhupada's books are very, very deep and very sweet and very nectarian. It's the heartfelt realizations that Prabhupada is penning down as the Bhaktivedanta purports. But we see in our existence that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they are like the sun and the moon. Mahaprabhu is like the sun. Nitai Chand, he's like the moon. Chaitanya Bhagavat starts Adikandha, chapter 1, text 1, starts with a very beautiful verse and very, very popular verse. Ajanu lambita bhujav kanakavadato sankirtane kapitarau kamalayatakshav vishwambarau dvijavarau yuga dharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau. Very, very sweet verse. What does it say? Ajanu lambita bhujav kanakavadatav. Chaitanya Nityananda, how are their arms, how are their hands? Ajanu lambita bhujav. Their hands are such, they extend below the knees. It is explained, one of the 32 signs of someone who is very advanced is his hands will extend below the knees, a Mahapurush. So we can try it. We can try it in our own sweet time. Of course, if you're sitting, the hands will extend, not sitting. When you're standing, if the hands are extending below the knees, it is one of the 32 signs of someone who is very, very advanced. So Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, how are their arms? Ajanu lambita bhujav kanakavadatav. Their hands extend below the knees. Sankirtanai kapitarav. Their pitarav. This is a very interesting verse because we see the whole verse, dual case is used in Sanskrit. So in English, we have singular and plural. In Sanskrit, we have singular, dual and plural. Singular case, dual case, and we have plural, more than two. So here we find male and dual case is used. Ajanu lambita bhujau, dual, kanakavadatau, sankirtanai kapitarau, kamalayatakshau, vishwambarau, dvijavarau, yugadharma palau, vande jagat priyakarau, karunavatarau. Everything dual case. So Sanskrit is singular, dual and plural. So we find Chaitanya Nityananda, oh, their hands are extending below the knees, but who are they? Sankirtanai Kapitaro. They are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. When Nityananda Prabhu, in the year of 1486, he was waiting for Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance. And when Mahaprabhu appeared in 1486, he was so ecstatic that he inspired the sannyasi to come. You come and you take me, because my parents will otherwise not leave me. My dear sannyasi, you come and you take me away, because now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. So in the age of 1486, year of 1486, our Nitai leaves home. And for the next 20 years, he keeps traveling. In 1506, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu starts the Sankirtan movement in Nadia, Nityananda Prabhu packs his bags. He was in Vrindavan that time. He packs his bags and goes to Ishodhyan in the house of Nandanacharya. And he hides there. And that is when Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, for the very first time in Ishodhyan, in the house of Nandanacharya, meet each other. And when Gauranga Mahaprabhu looks at Nityananda Prabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu looks at Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the most popular verse is chanted, because now Nityananda Prabhu is so much in the mood of Balaram. He's seeing his Krishna. Nitai is seeing his Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is seeing his Balaram. At that time, Navadvip Dham Mahatma explains, the associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they chant the very, very popular verse from Venugit. Barha pidam natavaravapu karnayo karnikaram. Bhibratvasa kanaka kapisham vaijayantim chamalam. Randran venu radhara sudayan Purayan Gopa Brindair Brindaranyam Swapadaramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. Canto 10, chapter 21, text 5 of the Venu Gita. And when Nita hears this, this is like an Uddipan, it's a stimulant. And he hears Krishna's Braj Leelas and Nityananda Prabhu falls to the ground. The first meeting of Nitai and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was through the verse of Venu Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So these verses are very, very powerful, dear devotees. So Gauranga and Nityananda, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. When Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan in 1506, Nitai also went there and joined him. And they both of them became the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. And how are their eyes? Kamalaya Takshav. Their eyes are like lotus. They're wide in the center and they're big and they're like tapering. They almost go and kiss the ears. Very, very soft. Lotus is very soft. So eyes are very soft, big eyelashes, and they're big in the center and nicely go and kiss. You see, generally, Matajis of this world, maybe not the Prabhujis, but Matajis have a habit if they put eyeliners and the eyes will be till here, but they will put eyeliners and they will kind of stretch it and they'll like make it look tapering. You see that Matajis have this habit. But Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's eyes are not like that. They are natural like a lotus. They are big in the center and they are tapering and they go and kiss the ears. Kamalaya Takshav. Vishwambaro Dvijavaro. They are Vishwambaro. They are the maintainers of the whole world. Actually, Krishna is our maintainer. Gauranga and Nityananda are our maintainers. My worshipable spiritual master Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj explains that in one of the classes he says, and of course this is for the Prabhujis, he says, those male members, those husbands or those Prabhujis who think that they are the maintainers, they should leave their home for 1 week and go somewhere. Switch off their phone and go somewhere. And after 1 week, when you come back, you will see just like you were providing, Krishna is providing for them in a much better fashion, even in your absence. It crushes the false ego and helps us understand, Haribol Prabhu, you're not the maintainer. Krishna is the maintainer. Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptritve Varan Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishvasa Palan. Krishna maintains everyone. Krishna maintains everyone. The animals, they don't work. They don't have money. They don't have Bank of America, Chase Bank, Wells Fargo. If you are from UAE, you have the ADCB Bank. ADCB in Abu Dhabi. I initially thought it's the ABCD Bank. They said, no, Prabhupada, it is ADCB. Abu Dhabi Corporate Bank or something like that. In India, you have ICICI, SBI, whatever it is. We have money in all these banks, but the animals don't have. But Krishna is maintaining them also. Why? Vishwambaro, he maintains everyone. Krishna maintains everyone. Look at Sridhar Swami's son. Sridhar Swami left him when he was very, very small. 25 years later, when Sridhar Swami comes, his son is maintained perfectly. And in that village, he was giving katha. Who maintained him? Krishna maintained him. Look at Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit was very poor. He would not even work. So Mahaprabhu came to him and said, how will you maintain? How are you maintaining yourself? Srivas Pandit said, very easy. I clap 3 times. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what is the meaning? What is the Bhaktivedanta purport behind this? What is this 3-time clapping? He said, my dear Lord, I will clap 3 times. And in 3 days, whatever I want, if it doesn't come, along with my family, I will go to the Ganges and I will jump and commit suicide. But my dear Lord, till this date, it has never happened that you have not provided. I clap 3 times and I get it. So Krishna maintains us. Krishna maintains everyone. I was speaking to one devotee when I was in Vrindavan. And this devotee mentioned, there was some discussion about money. So I mentioned to that devotee that, don't you feel that if you live outside, probably you can amass more Lakshmi and then you can come to Vrindavan. So that in Vrindavan, you can do full on bhakti. And I was just trying to understand the mood of the devotee, trying to feel the pulse. And that devotee said, Prabhuji, even if I have to clean pots by going to the house of different devotees, I will do that. If that is what is required to live in Vrindavan Dham, to clean the pots by going to different houses of the devotees, my dear Prabhu, I will do that, but I will not leave Vrindavan Dham. And I was thinking to myself, what surrender? What surrender? And that devotee is very, very qualified. Very qualified. He can have like a very good job outside. But he said, I'm ready to clean pots in Vrindavan, but if that is going to help me stay in Braj, I will do that. I met another Mataji this time. And we know her very, very well. From the time I was small, we would go to their house. And eventually she packed up her bags and along with her husband, they went to Vrindavan Dham. So I was talking to that Mataji. And while in the discussion, she mentioned there was something about going to Mumbai. So I said, Mataji, if you can come to Mumbai. She said, no, I cannot come. So I said, why? She said, I have taken an oath. It is my desire that I don't want to leave Vrindavan Dham. So I said, okay, I respect your decision. And then she said, you please pray for me that I live, breathe, and die in this dust of Vraja. I don't want to go out. I have wandered enough, but now I have come home. I have come to Braj. I don't want to go anywhere else. We see dear devotees, so many devotees around the world have very, very, very strong faith that Krishna maintains them. And it is a matter of realization. It's a matter of realization. That Mataji was explaining to me, that Prabhuji, they were explaining that in Vrindavan, Krishna is somehow maintaining us. Krishna is somehow maintaining us. We are practically seeing every single day, somehow or the other, the rotis, the dals, the sabjis, whatever we want, we are getting it. Krishna gives it to us in our door. Krishna maintains everyone. Why? Because he's Dvijavara. He's the best among Brahmanas and he is the maintainer. Vishwambarav is the maintainer and he is Dvijavara. Both of them are the best among Brahmanas. Krishna is Yaduvara. We have Prabhupada disciple. Yaduvara Prabhu. Hiranyakashipu is Asuravarya. Tatsadu manye Asuravarya dehinam. But who are Chaitanya and Nityananda? Dvijavara. They are the best among Brahmanas. But why have they come down? Yugadharma palau. They have come down to spread, maintain the religion of this age, the Yugadharma, that is the loud congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is our Gauranga and Nityananda who are going house to house and spreading this. Abadha karuna sindhu katiya mohan ghare ghare bule prem ami araban. Lochan Das Thakur explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down with his very beautiful jewel of Krishna prem, Braja prem, Vrindavan Dham, but there was a dam. There was a dam that was blocking these waters of Krishna prem. But our Nityananda Prabhu, Katiya Mohan, there was a dam, but he went and broke that dam. He said, everyone should get this. My dear Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you have got this, but I will give it to everyone. Ghare ghare bule prem ami araban. I will break this dam and every person will get this jewel of Krishna prem. It was our Nithai. He went house to house, begging and knocking the doors. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, koro Krishna siksha. Nadiya godrume Nityananda Mahajan. Pati ache namahata jivera karan. It was our Nityananda Prabhu who went ghare ghare bole prem. In every house, just like you see when the dam is broken, Water flows in all directions. There is no control. It will flow in all directions. Nitai broke that dam, and the waters of Krishna Prem started flowing in all directions. Every house, every village, everyone was infused with Krishna Prem. The question arises, what was the dam? That dam was time factor. Krishna knew he had to come down to this world. But when he has to come, how he has to come, who are the associates, how the pastimes will be chalked out, how he's going to give Krishna Prem, he was still thinking. Time factor was the dam. Nityananda Prabhu said, accelerate, come on, come on, come on. Kali Yuga has started. Let's go down. Let's start inundating the whole world. Ghare ghare bole Prem. He went and infused everyone. The Gurudev whom we have in our life is Nitai Swarup Shakti, dear devotees. He is in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. Going from house to house, door to door, giving everyone Krishna Prem. I was recently in Avatari Desh, which is Abu Dhabi. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj has very beautifully named all of them. Dubai is Damodar Desh. Abu Dhabi is Avatari Desh. Sharjah is Sham Desh. Bahrain is Balaram Desh. Just like Prabhupada would name New Vrindavan, New Dwaraka, etc. Srila Jayapataka Maharaj in the mood of Prabhupada has renamed and spiritualized everything. So before coming to US last 1 week, I was there in Avatari Desh and Damodar Desh. And there, I finished a home program and devotees took me. They said, Prabhuji, we want to show you something. So I said, it was already 10:45 at night. I said, what is there to show at 10:45? It's like Krishna going to appear. It's almost night. It's time to sleep. Because next day morning, we had another program that Prabhu said, Prabhu, please, I know it is getting late, but I want to show you something. So I said, okay, if they want to show me something at night, maybe it's very precious, it's worth seeing. Dear devotees, please hear this. If you didn't hear the whole class, it is okay. Just hear this last 5 minutes. They took me and they said, Prabhuji, just witness what we are going to show you. And I was thinking, what is it going to be? Are they going to actually show me Radha and Krishna? The suspense that was created was my goodness. We went to a place and we see UAE, United Arab Emirates, is an Islamic country. It's primarily Muslims. And it's not like America where you can go out on the streets and perform Harinam Sankirtan. The government will probably put you behind bars. Right, Anita Mataji? The government will not allow you. Government is pretty strong. UAE, Saudi, etc. In America, you can do whatever you want. In India, you do whatever you want. But UAE is very strict. And still the devotees indoors, somehow they practice Krishna consciousness. So they took me to this place. And I kept my slippers out. And I went inside. The whole apartment was about 500 square feet. Very small. So you can imagine 500 square feet, how much it will be. It is called as Radha Madhav Namahatta. Radha Madhav Namahatta. It is in Avatari Desh. They took me there. Dear devotees, 500 square feet, they have 3 bedrooms. 35 people live in that house. 35 people. I was amazed when the devotees told me 35. I thought I heard it wrong. I said, how much? They said, Prabhuji, 35. And outside slippers were all arranged. 35 people. So I said, okay, 500 square feet. You can imagine 500 square feet, 35 people living. It's transcendental madness. It's very difficult. They have one hall. In that hall, they have the deities, Gaur Nithai. And they have Radha Madhav. You'll find in UAE, almost every house has a Radha Madhav photo. Every house will have a Radha Madhav photo. It's guaranteed. Any house you go, you'll find a Radha Madhav photo. So they have a cutout of Radha Madhav. And they're nicely kept. And they have 2-3 sets of Gaur Nithai. And the hall is there. And apart from the hall, they have 3 bedrooms. 35 people live there. Dear devotees, they are all laborers. They're all laborers. It's not that they have a very aristocratic lifestyle. All of them their laborers, like, for example, they work in the malls. You have Lulu malls. So they work in the malls. They are car cleaners. And they are in the hotels, in the restaurants as waiters. Their family is in India. And they are living here. I looked at them and I asked the devotee, because I didn't have the courage to even speak to them. I was thinking, what level of devotion is this? Their companies are giving them accommodation to stay outside. But they are not staying outside. Why? Because if they stay outside, they have to eat onion garlic. They were saying, Prabhuji, we are staying here because if we stay here, we can eat prasadam. 35 people, Prabhuji, is nothing for us. We can eat prasadam, and outside we'll have to eat onion garlic. We have to eat in the mess. We don't want that. 35 people living in one house just so that they can have devotee association and they can eat prasadam. I was amazed. They have one restroom. That's it. 35 devotees, and all of them are up at 5:30 in the morning for Mangalarti. I was saying, how is it possible? 5:30 Mangalarti, 35 people, one restroom. How is it even possible? And they all just smile. He said, ho jata hai. It just works out. And I was thinking, is it some Akshay Patra? Is the restroom expanding? And somehow it was a very small restroom. And it's not that it's very, very clean. It's not that they have fancy showers and they have jacuzzi and things like that. It's very obsolete. They are happy. They have one small kitchen. The kitchen is such that only two people can enter and stay. They cook for 70 devotees every single day. I was amazed. I was thinking, how is it even practical? Because 35 people, they eat in the morning, they eat in the evening. One devotee is assigned for this. Every day he cooks for 70 people. Selflessly. And I asked him, how do you do it? He was beaming with joy. He was smiling. He said, it just happens. Radha Madhav help. It just happens. It doesn't end there. I go to Radha Madhav Namahatta. It is 11 o'clock at night. They are all wide awake. They are all wide awake. So I said, you please tell me, what is the secret of your bhajan? What is the secret of your bhakti? You are taking so much austerity just to do bhajan, just to be with devotees, just to eat prasad. You are taking bath in a restroom which probably many of us would not even look at. I'm literally saying, dear devotees, many of us would not even look at. They're happily, comfortably taking bath in a kitchen where it's so small, 70 people, prasadam for 70 people are cooked. I asked them and they said, Krishna just maintains. Krishna, Gauranga and Nityananda are there for us. They just maintain us. And they said, can you speak something? They asked me, can you speak some katha? It was 11 o'clock at night. I said, you have to speak katha. I have come here to hear. You tell me. Because living in America, living in India with fancy, fancy houses, we find it difficult to do bhakti. Dear devotees, they make less than 1,000 dirhams a month. It is peanuts. For devotees who are in UAE, we'll know less than 1,000 dirhams is very, very less. For devotees in America, if the conversion has to be seen, it's somewhere around making about $300-$400 in a month. It's very less. Devotees there were telling me, Prabhuji, just the electricity bill amounts to like 300-400 dirhams maybe. Less than 1,000 dirhams is nothing. It's peanuts. So they are not even saving anything. They are not practically able to send it to their family. They can't even go to India because tickets are expensive. They are living in a house with 35 people. They are taking bath in a restroom which is so outdated. I went to the rooms. I went inside and I went to the rooms and they have bunk beds. And don't imagine the bunk beds are like soft bed. There is no bed. It is just wood. It is just wood. In one room, dear devotees, about 12 people sleep at night. The hall is just for Krishna. They can sleep in the hall. They have a nice split AC in the hall, but they don't sleep because they say this is for Krishna. 12 people sleep in one room. 12, 12, 12, like that. 35 people in one house, 12 people in one room. It's impossible. They're practically sleeping on top of each other. And because they're laborers, it's very difficult to work outside. Why? Because when I went that time, it was about 45, 46 degrees Celsius outside. For devotees in America, that's about 105, 106 Fahrenheit. And to work in that hot sun is madness. It's complete madness. There will be sunstroke. They are laborers. They construct buildings. This is how they maintain themselves. And they, by the time they come home, it is like 11:30 at night. Dear devotees, I got the shock of my life. I asked them, when do you sleep? And few devotees told me, Prabhuji, so this was 11:15 at night. They said, after your class, our Bhakti Shastri class will begin. I said, what do you mean? He said, Prabhuji, our Bhakti Shastri class is from 2 o'clock at night to 4 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. I said, why so late? They said, Prabhuji, we don't have time during the day. We are laborers. Nahi, hamare paas itna samay nahi hai. समय का बहुत पाबंदी होता है हमारे पास इतना समय नहीं है प्रभु जी तो हम रात को करते हैं 2 बजे से 4 बजे हम करते हैं फिर 4 बजे को स्नान करते हैं माला जपते हैं और 5:30 बजे मंगल आरती को आते हैं सो आई सेड हु टीचेस एट 2 o'clock ही सेड देयर इज वन डिवोटी फ्रॉम मायापुर ही आल्सो गेट्स अप फॉर अस एंड ही टीचेस अस डियर डिवोटीज आई वॉज थिंकिंग वॉट लेवल ऑफ सरेंडर इज दिस वर्किंग फॉर 10-12 hours इन 46 डिग्री सेल्सियस एंड If you think the summers of India are difficult, you should go to UAE. The summers there are extreme, are really extreme. And to work there for 10-12 hours, making less than 1,000 dirhams, 35 people in one room, one devotee cooking for 70 people, that devotee who's cooking for 70 people, he himself is about 65 years old. I was thinking, what level of bhakti is this? 12 people sleeping in one room. Not making much money. But they're all happy. They're all blissful. They're all smiling. At night, 11:30, 11:45, when everyone goes to sleep, when I went there, they were also so kind enough that they got me mango milkshake, 11:45 at night. I was thinking, where do you get so much enthusiasm? Kahan se itna milta hai? Like, we find it difficult. You are living in such a place which is so challenging. The neighbors are all Muslims. It's not that you can do loud Sankirtan. They were telling me one time they did Sankirtan. It was some Janmashtami festival and a lot of people came to their home. So the neighbors who were Muslims, they complained to the police and police were there on the doorstep. But they still don't stop. And dear devotees, it doesn't end here. They were telling me, Prabhuji, on Janmashtami, that is this year Janmashtami, I went just after Janmashtami. They said, Prabhuji, for this Janmashtami, we had 400 people who came to this house. 500 square feet house. 400 people. I said, are you joking? They said, no. Radha Madhav is Sakshi. 400 people came. I said, how is it even possible? How do you do it? They cooked for 400 people. They're all blissful. With hands on my heart, they are the best devotees I ever saw in my life. I have never seen anyone as glorious as them. So, so wonderful. Dear devotees, it is worth it to take a flight from India to go to Abu Dhabi and see those devotees. You may lose 20,000 rupees, but you will gain so much momentum and so much enthusiasm in our bhakti. And while if you're in America and you're going to India, please stop by in Abu Dhabi and just see these devotees. You will not regret it. Just take a visa and see those devotees. You will not regret it. They are the best devotees I've ever seen in my life. No one knows them. They are in some corner of this world. No one knows them. It's not that they are doing for some Facebook popularity, fan following, this, that. No one knows them. They are happy in a place where probably no one will even go to visit them. They were saying, and many of them are Bangladeshis, Nepalis. So they were saying, Prabhuji, yahan कोई आते नहीं है क्योंकि छोटा जगह है तो यहाँ कोई आते नहीं। बड़े बड़े जो प्रचारक है वो प्रोग्राम करते हैं लेकिन यहाँ आते नहीं क्योंकि छोटा जगह है। तो हम तो विनंती कर सकते हैं, आई वी कैन ओनली डिजायर एंड प्रे बट नॉट मेनी कम। एंड दे ऑल वर हैविंग कंठी माला, दे वर ऑल हैविंग तिलक, ऑल ऑफ देम चैंट 16 राउंड्स। आई सेड हाउ इज दिस पॉसिबल इफ नो वन इज कमिंग हियर, हाउ इज दिस पॉसिबल। एंड ऑल ऑफ देम लाउडली दे सेड श्रीला जय पताका स्वामी महाराज की जय। आई वॉज हैविंग टीयर्स इन माई आईज, आई वॉज थिंकिंग श्रीला जय पताका महाराज इज इन द मूड ऑफ नित्यानंद प्रभु, निताय स्वरूप शक्ति, गोइंग फ्रॉम हाउस टू हाउस, डोर टू डोर, टू प्लेसेस वेर मोस्ट पीपल विल नॉट गो। श्रीला जय पताका महाराज गोज देम, इंस्पायर्स देम, पुट्स कंठीमाला, पुट्स तिलक, इनिशिएट्स देम, सम ऑफ देम आर ब्राह्मिनिकली इनिशिएटेड। I was thinking, what level of compassion is this? This is Nitai Swarup Shakti, dear devotees. Nityananda Prabhu has this mood of giving it to everyone. Uttama adhama kichu nakare vichar. And I could see, when all of them said, Srila Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj ki jai, my hair was standing on end. I am not joking. I had goosebumps. The level of conviction, the level of Shraddha that they had for their Gurudev, mind-blowing. And I told the organizers this, next time when I come, even if you don't organize any program for me, just make sure I come and spend some time with them. I just want to see them. I just want to see the level of devotion that they have in circumstances that is extremely challenging. And I thought to myself, if after having a house, after having laptop, internet, mobile, oh, many of them, by the way, many of them don't have internet. They have the old Nokia phone. You see, you would have the Nokia Guru, the old phone. Many of them have that. They don't have smartphone. They cannot afford. They don't have money for internet. So when they come home, they have Wi-Fi. And that Wi-Fi money is provided by the devotees. They devotees sustain. So they don't even have internet. They cannot access Veda base. When they're outside, there is nothing that keeps them engaged. But still, they're so inspired. Still they're so inspired. I was thinking to myself, we have laptop, we have internet, we have Veda base, we have Bhakti Sangha, we have so many devotees who come on this call, so many devotees who probably come to our house, who inspire us. Krishna has given us every facility. We have the money that we want, we have the car that we want, we have all the luxury, all the Aishwarya, whatever we want, Krishna is just lavishly giving it to us. And if after all this, we complain to Krishna saying, Krishna, I have this problem, I have that problem, I cannot do bhakti. I was thinking to myself, it is shame on me. It is shame on me. If they, in such circumstances, if they can do bhakti without complaining, they were smiling like Jagannath, they were smiling end to end. They were happy. They were convinced that their Gurudev and Krishna is maintaining them. And it is a fact, dear devotees. Gauranga Nityananda maintains everyone. It is a fact. We oftentimes give different terminologies. Oh, this person is hardworking. He is workaholic. He is this, he is that. It only shows that there is lack of surrender. Those who have lack of surrender to the lotus feet of Gauranga Nityananda will work and try to maintain themselves and are convinced that I am the maintainer. But actually Krishna maintains everyone. Krishna is maintaining them. And Krishna is maintaining so many of us. We have just taken it for granted. We have all the luxury that we want. If we are there in their position, we will crib, we will complain, we will criticize, and probably we will be atheistic. We will say God doesn't exist. Because if he existed, why is it that I am poor and some others are rich? So we find Nityananda Prabhu was like that. Ghare ghare pule prem ami araban. He went from house to house, and Srila Jayapataka Maharaj in that mood is just inundating the whole world. And not just Srila Jayapataka Maharaj, all the glorious disciples of Prabhupada who are traveling around the world, all the preachers who are going around the world and spending their time and energy and their blood to inspire so many devotees. It takes a lot of effort. This is Nitai Swarup Shakti. This is Nityananda Prabhu Shakti. Without Nitai Swarup Shakti, no one can do this. Impossible. Next to impossible. Before we end, I know, dear devotees, we are a little over time, but please kindly forgive me. I wanted to speak this. It was there on my tongue and I wanted to give it to someone. This is the first class after I've come to America I'm serving. So I wanted to give it to someone. So kindly forgive me. We are over time. But we see, tomorrow is the day of Radhashtami in the US. And probably in India, it's on Saturday. How do we please Srimati Radharani? We please Srimati Radharani by pleasing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When I was going to Varanasi to preach this time, so I was in the Mumbai airport. And in the Mumbai, in India airport, you see, you have the security and, you know, they have the sensors and they kind of go around. So he was checking. And I had Tilak and Kanti. So he said, Kahan se ho, Vrindavan? So I said, no, I'm from Mumbai. How I wish I was from Vrindavan. So then he said, prior to that, he said, Radhe Radhe. So I also said, Radhe Radhe. And then he said, Kahan se ho, Vrindavan? So I said, nahi, Mumbai se. Lekin aap, I told the security guard that aap prarthana kije ki agle janam to hum Brajwasi ban jaye. So he smiled. He was a Mathura Vasi. And he looked at me and said, हाँ मुंबई में है लेकिन राधा नाम तो हर जगह है. राधा रानी का नाम ऐसा है कि राधा रानी का नाम मानो हर जगह है. आप चाहे मुंबई में भी क्यों ना हो, राधा नाम तो हर जगह है. एंड आई स्टार्टेड लाफिंग. आई सेड यस. एंड व्हाइल ही वाज डूइंग द सिक्योरिटी चेक, आई बोथ ऑफ अस सेड श्रीमती राधा रानी की जय. एंड इट वाज सो ग्लोरियस. सो वी सी, टुमारो इज द डे ऑफ राधाष्टमी, अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रीमती राधा रानी. बट हाउ इज राधा रानी प्लीज्ड? By worshipping Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yatha yatha gaura padara binde binde da bhaktim krita punya rashi tatha tatho sarpad ridya kasmat radha padam boja sudam murashi. Chaitanya Chandramrit explains, Bodhananda Saraswati explains, to the extent one is surrendered to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to that extent he will receive the mercy of Radharani. Waves of Radha Prem, Braja Prem will rise in the heart of that devotee who surrendered to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But how do we please Gauranga Mahaprabhu? We please Gauranga Mahaprabhu through Nityananda Prabhu. We find in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is this Brahmana who walks all the way and goes and meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not very interested to meet him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looks at him and he says, से तहारे प्रीति करे से करे अमारे सत्य 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 विप्र को हिला तुम्हारे. माय डियर विप्र, माय डियर ब्राह्मणा, दिस इज ट्रूथ, दिस इज ट्रूथ, दिस इज ट्रूथ. विदाउट प्लीजिंग नित्यानंद प्रभु यू डोंट गेट मी. एंड विदाउट प्लीजिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु यू डोंट गेट राधा रानी. एंड विदाउट प्लीजिंग श्री राधा यू डोंट गेट कृष्ण. इट स्टार्ट्स विद नित्यानंद प्रभु. Nityananda Prasade Se Gaura Chandra Jani, Nityananda Prasade Se Vaishnavera Chini, Nityananda Prasade Se Ninda Jarashai, Nityananda Prasade Se Vishnu Bhakti Hai. It starts with Nityananda Prasad. If you have Nityananda Prasad, if you have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prasade Se Gaura Chandra Jani, if you have the mercy of Nitai, Gaurachandra Jani, you can understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Prasade Se Vaishnavera Chini, you will understand Vaishnavas and you will get the mercy of Vaishnavas. Nityananda Prasade Se Ninda Jarashai, if you have the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, the fault finding tendency will be completely gone. One will stop criticizing. Nityananda Prasade Se Vishnu Bhakti Hai, and by Nityananda Prabhu's Kripa, Vishnu Bhakti will start. Krishna Bhakti will start in our life. It all starts with Nityananda Prabhu. And that Nityananda Prabhu comes in our life as Gurudev, Nitai Swarup Shakti. Before we end, the last lines is, Nityananda Prasade Se Vishnu Bhakti Hoy. By Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we get Vishnu Bhakti. And oftentimes we see, this is a very often asked question, when we do the Tulsi Pranam Mantra, Vrindaye Tulasi Devyaye Priyaye Keshavasya cha. After that what? Vishnu Bhakti or Krishna Bhakti? So there is some confusion. Some say Vishnu Bhakti, some say Krishna Bhakti. Some say Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti. Some say Vishnu Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. You find different patterns. So, Ekalavya Prabhu or Krishna Chaitanya Swami Maharaj in one class was mentioning. One time he was in Vrindavan and he was saying the Tulsi Pranam Mantra. And he said, Vrindaye Tulsi Devyaye Priyaye Keshavasya Cha Vishnu Bhakti Prate Devi Satyavatye Namo Namah. He said this. And Ayendra Prabhu from behind, he came and he yelled. He said, no, it's Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti. And Ekalavya Prabhu said, okay. Ayendra Prabhu was such a Raganuga Vaishnava, he would see Krishna everywhere. But from the Shastric standpoint, it is Vishnu Bhakti. When Prabhupada was also asked in the letter, Prabhupada, I think, writes to Jadurani Mataji and he says, it is Vishnu Bhakti. So Vishnu Bhakti Prate Devi, Satyavatte Namo Namaha. But how does that Vishnu Bhakti start? It starts with Nityananda Prabhu. With Nitai, we have everything. Heno Nitai Vinevai, Radha Krishna Pahite Nai, Drudha Kori Dharo Nitai Pai. Drudha Kori Dharo Nitai Pai. We have to hold the feet of Nityananda Prabhu very tightly because he will give us Radha and Krishna. Daya koro more nitai, daya koro more, o gatira gati nitai, sadhu loke bole, daya koro more nitai, daya koro more. My dear Nityananda Prabhu, please shower mercy. You are showering mercy on everyone. Please look at this insignificant fool and shower your mercy. O gotira gotinitai sadhu loke bole. Those who have no gati, no spiritual destination, those who are ignorant, those who don't know where to go. Nityananda Prabhu is their lifeguard. Nityananda Prabhu shows direction to them. Who is saying sadhu loke bole? The sadhus are saying, if someone wants momentum and direction on the path of Krishna Bhakti, drudha kori dharo nitai pai, hold the feet of Nityananda Prabhu very, very tightly. Having said this, I very humbly want to stop here and thank all the devotees for very kindly being on the call. And because of your presence, I could glorify Nityananda Prabhu. And I could glorify the most glorious, wonderful devotees of Radha Madhava Namahatta at Avatari Desh. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Avadhuta Shiromani Shri Nityananda Rama Ki Jai.
Hari Bol, Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, and all glories Jai. All glories to the devotees Jai. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. That was really a very wonderful, wonderful class telling about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu and giving the hint of how to die in Srimati Radharani also. And about the devotees you shared with us who are in Abu Dhabi. So that's really very wonderful, Prabhuji. And as you said, the summer here is really, 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 really very, very tough actually. So yeah, so in that, these labors, yeah, they are really very working so hard. So in that way, they are doing their bhakti also. That is really very wonderful. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing with us and very wonderful class once again. So we have many raised hands, Prabhuji. So do you have time for question and answers?
We'll maybe just take one or two because it's already 9:20 here Pacific and it's a working day. So we'll just take maybe one or two.
Okay, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. So yeah, iPhone, Prabhuji or Mataji, who's that?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, everybody. Dandavat Pranams. Prabhuji, thank you so much for your wonderful lecture. Prabhuji, I wanted a Marg Darshan from you. Prabhuji, if we are having a situation in which kind of have an argument with the devotee and the devotee takes away the sevas from us and whatever gift we have given to them, they return it back. Via courier or something. So, Prabhuji, how to deal with such situation and how to react in the case?
So, we see oftentimes there can be transcendental misunderstanding between the devotees. And Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would explain that devotees are our only saviors. They are our only hope. When we criticize or belittle devotees, we do Vaishnava Parad, it's like jamming the doors of spiritual world on our face. The devotees have the key for us to go back home, back to Godhead. And if we criticize those devotees, we are jamming the doors of spiritual world on our face. We have, dear devotees, we have already given up the world outside. Our life has changed so much. We don't, even though we may go to office, we may have colleagues, but we don't connect with them because our lifestyle is different. We have given up that lifestyle. We have given up that food culture. We have given up all those things. Devotees are our only shelter. Now, if those devotees are offended and criticized, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj would say, how will we go back to Krishna? So in situations like this, if it is our fault, and we are convinced it is our fault, we should go and we should ask forgiveness. Because the person doesn't become small by asking forgiveness. We can go and ask forgiveness. Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj would explain that when we criticize devotees, even Krishna cannot help us. Look at Durvasa Muni. He criticizes Ambarish Maharaj. He went to Vishnu, nothing happened. He had to go back to Ambarish. Look at Srivas Pandit. When the people kept outside liquor bottles and everything, later we find they were all having plagued, diseased condition, and they had to go back to Srivas Pandit and ask forgiveness from him. So the devotee whom we have criticized, we have to go back to him. Even Krishna cannot help. So in situations like this, we can go and let the devotee know that we are, if there is anything that has offended, we are genuinely asking for forgiveness. And if the devotee is ready to accept us, then we can patch up. We should make every endeavor to patch up with the devotee, because we don't want to exit this world by having differences. Because to sort the differences out, we have to again come back then. And that is, we don't want to do that. Again do ABCD and again work and all these things just because we had a difference with the devotee. So as much as possible, we sort differences out. But even after we have gone, expressed our heart and asked forgiveness, if the devotee is still not ready to forgive us, we can just pray to Krishna. From our side, what we can do is we can ask forgiveness, but we cannot do more than that. But we can pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, I didn't intentionally want to commit this offense, but I have realized it and now I'm asking forgiveness. So I have asked forgiveness to that devotee. He is not ready to forgive. So my dear Lord, I'm asking you please forgive me. I will never commit this again. And Krishna is kind. If the devotee genuinely repents with the mood of not doing it again, Krishna is kind enough to forgive us. But what we do, as Srila Radhanath Maharaj explains, we shouldn't react. We should respond. There is a difference. React is when we are impulsive. Respond is when you take your time and give. The words, sentences framed are such, it doesn't prick the heart. When I met Srila Guru Maharaj this time, I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, when we sit on the Vyasasan, what should the mood be? Jab hum katha ke liye Vyasasan par baithte hai, bhav kya hona chahiye? And Srila Guru Maharaj told me that jab bhi hum katha ke liye baithte hai, Vyasasan par baithte hai, shabd, aise shabdon ka prayog kare, jisse kisi ko thes na pahunche, kisi ko peeda na ho, kisi ko dard na ho. Use sentences that don't hurt the other person. And it's not just for a Bhagavatam class. It's in our daily dealings also. We frame sentences, we use sentences where we don't react, but we respond. So in that way, Hare Krishna. We'll just take one more and then we'll end it.
Prabhuji, but if the person is not forgiving, then if we should constantly pray to Krishna, even if the person is not forgiving. Like we have cried and asked for forgiveness, but still nothing is working.
Yes, we can pray to Krishna. What else can we do? We can just pray to Krishna and Krishna will be kind. He will forgive us. If we have the heart to go and ask forgiveness to the devotee, and if he's still not forgiving, we can beg to Krishna that, my dear Lord, I have done what I have done and I'm asking forgiveness. It's still not working out. You please protect me. You please save me. And Krishna is Bhavagrahi. He will listen to our desires. Hare Krishna. Yes, we'll just take one last.
Okay, Prabhuji. Shukar Krishna Prabhuji, one quick question, and your voice is also not good. Please take care. We cannot hear you, Prabhuji.
Only Paramatma in the heart of Prabhuji can hear him.
No, actually, Prabhuji said his voice is also choked up. He cannot speak.
So, Prabhuji, if you want, you can type.
Hare Krishna. No. I can speak. I find when I see you and Amarendra Prabhu, I see like Krishna Balaram. You are such a Gaurita. You're doing such wonderful services. I really wanted to meet you sometime, but I'm not able to meet you. I wanted to come to Bangalore and meet you, but I could not. But really wonderful, Prabhu. I wish I was in Shamadesh because...
Prabhuji is not there?
No, yeah, Prabhuji dropped out. Maybe some internet issue or something. Hopefully, okay, Prabhuji
we'll
comes.
Wait.
Minutes. Because Prabhuji said it's office day. He might have need to get into the work call.
Yeah, I think Prabhuji is there. Yeah,
there he came.
Yeah. He's there.
He joined it.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah. Unmute. Prabhuji. Okay. We'll unmute you, Prabhu.
Yes. Yeah, my laptop ran out of charge. I didn't realize. So I just joined from my phone.
So from 1993 to 2000. Nine, I was in charge. I started this called Shamadesh from Guru Maharaj. I feel distressed. I'm not there when you are there. So next time, if you see God, both of you, something great.
I will be very, 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 very happy to see you in person. In fact, there are so many devotees that we see in such Zoom calls in Bhakti Sangha. But it's a very different experience to see them in person. And there are so many devotees I have seen. Leaders also in Bhakti Sangha whom I've seen just through calls, but I wish I can meet them someday. So, yes, Prabhuji, I'll be more than happy wherever you are. If Krishna is kind, we can come there and I can have your association.
I got your number from Priti Mataji. I'll send him SMS you tomorrow. I want to be in touch with you.
Definitely.
Well, when I came to your house in 2005, you were too young. Your brother was doing some Saligram Puja, 2005.
Acha. At
your house.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep
Hare
us
Krishna
in your prayers.
Please keep praying for me. In fact, please keep praying for both the brothers so that we can serve Katha this way and please the Vaishnava Samaj and please our Gurudev also.
You both are going to become like Prabhupada in the next 5 years. The way you are preaching, 100% you're going to make a big thing.
I'll be happy if even after preaching I can carry the mood of being a servant and there is no head weight and there's no pride. If that is there, everything is lost. I'll be happy if the mood of servant is there to serve my most worshipable spiritual master Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj.
You'll always have it from Radha Krishna Matirasu.
Hare Krishna. That's a perfect end to our class. Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class and nice association and nice katha. And next time when you visit UAE, you come to Sharjah also. We have, along with Shamdesh, we have many other congregations also in Sharjah as well in Dubai also. So please come and we can have a katha from you at that time. So, thank you so much, Prabhuji. So, dear devotees, we'll take the questions on the next time when Prabhuji is there on the call. Very sorry for today we are not taking your questions. So, we'll pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Thank you for your association, Prabhuji. We want your association in future also. And please pray for us also to Srimati Radharani to give us Krishna Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Let's pay obeisances. To Prabhuji, Vancha Kalpatri Pasha Kripa, Sindhu
Padhitana, Pavanibhya Vaishnava.
Ananta Koti Vaishnava Pindiki, Jai Shri
Jai.
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 Arjun Saka Prabhuji, Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Thank you so much.
Srimati Radharani ki jai.
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 Radhe.
Jai.
सबको मिले श्री वृंदावन धाम.
Thank you so much. Thank you, dear audience, for joining the call. So we can end the call here. Mother,
end the call here. Hari bol.